Ford pleads for government aid to sell EVs nobody wants. By Simon Kent on November 28, 2024. The UK government is being pushed by the Ford Motor Company to mandate consumer incentives to push drivers into electric vehicles. EVs, as an industry backlash grows over imposed sales targets and the marketplace flatly rejecting the product. Lisa Branken, Ford UK's chair and managing director, told the BBC that without induced demand, a government mandate to produce and sell more EVs just doesn't work and consumers must be forced to bend to government edicts. Her plea adds to a growing tension between the government and the industry over the sale of new petrol and diesel cars being phased out by government decree over the next few years even as demand collapses. On Tuesday, Stellantis, the owner of Vauxhall, said it would close a plant in Luton, putting 1,100 jobs at risk, partly due to the EV targets. Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds told the House of Commons on Wednesday that Stellantis' decision was a dark day for Luton. It joins Ford in axing UK jobs, as Breitbart News reported. Last week, it announced it will cut 800 jobs in the UK over the next 3 years. Due to the EV targets and increased competition from China, which is flooding the marketplace with cheap EV alternatives. Related, it's electric. E-bike bursts into flames near Buckingham Palace. Branken told BBC Radio 4's Today program, "The one thing that we really need is government-backed incentives to urgently boost the uptake of electric vehicles." She said Ford has invested significantly in the production and development of EVs, with well over £350 million put into electrification in the UK. "So we kind of need to make it work," she said. Under the current government mandate, a percentage of the cars UK companies sell must qualify as zero emission. EVs must make up 22% of a company's car sales and 10% of its van sales this year. For every car sale outside of that, firms must pay a £15,000 fine. That target is set to rise to 28% for cars and 16% for vans in 2025. The rules will then get tougher every year ahead of the complete ban of new petrol and diesel car sales by 2030. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.